Send in test subject 0075. Thank you. Ah, there you are. Come on now, don't be shy. I'm Dr. Mayflower. Please, take a seat. I've just brought up your file. Thank you for agreeing to be part of the trial testing the side effects of our brand new drug. Isn't modern medicine just so exciting? You don't seem as keen as you were at the start. Well, I see here that you've signed all the paperwork. But once again, for the powers that be, I must read the waiver once again. Test subject 0075. You acknowledge that your participation in this trial carries certain risk, including to, but not limited to, serious bodily injury, irreversible side effects, and impotence. In signing the waiver, you agree to accept and assume any and all of these risks while holding the Pharma Estra Corporation harmless. You have agreed to release, waive, and discharge the Pharma Estra Corporation of any and all negligence or liability associated with this trial, and fully accept that you bear all costs of treatment or rehabilitation should any of the aforementioned risks occur. Horrible stuff, really. Lawyers. But needs must. As you know, this drug is meant to enhance the male sex drive. We want to give our customers firmer, bigger, longer-lasting erections. But, of course, before we put our drug out to market, we need a few willing volunteers. And that's where you come in, test subject 0075. As you know, we are in phase one of our trial. You're one of the very first to even try it. Now, you've been on these drugs for a few days now, and so far, how do you feel in yourself? Mood, sleeping, that sort of thing. Sure. So no changes to mood. That's always a relief with drugs such as these. What about masturbation habits? Have you been continuing to follow the program of masturbating 3 times a day? Under supervision, of course. Yes? Wonderful. And are there any issues when you're masturbating? Are you able to get and maintain an erection? Oh, come on, test subject 0075. You don't need to be shy. This is a medical building. I am a professional, after all. Right. Very interesting, test subject. Very interesting. Well, what I'm hearing is that you can get an erection. You can maintain that erection. You can bring yourself close to the climax, and then you're unable to ejaculate. Arrive at the station, as it were. I think the best course of action today is to take a look at you. We need to update your measurements anyway. Well, come on then. Pop onto my examination table and let's take a look at you. That's it. Up you get. Now, lift up your hospital gown for me. There we go. Now, where are my gloves? This may feel a little cold, but I need to measure your penis flaccid and then once again once you are erect. Okay, no change there then. Very similar to your pre-drug trial numbers. That's to be expected. Length, girth. Interesting. Now, I am going to apply the medical grade lube onto your penis, just so we can move on to the next stage of the examination. Again, this may feel a little cold. There. Now, as I do this, let me check the testes with my other hand. It's recommended that you check these yourself once a month. But whilst on this trial, I would recommend that you check them every other day. See how I roll the skin between my fingers. This is what you need to do to yourself. Keeping a note of any irregular swelling. bumps, changing colour, pain, that sort of thing. Perfect. Now, other than being quite swollen, I would say there's no untoward side effects here. And it seems your penis is starting to wake up with me examining your testicles. So, let me start that stopwatch and let's quickly move on to the next stage and get you to a full erection. Now, as I complete this stage, I want you to let me know if you feel any pain or discomfort. It's also important to add that you enjoy this stage as much as you can. We have a variety of magazines, and I can even put some pornographic content up on that television if you feel it would help. No? Very well then. Many patients remark that this can be the most intense part of the drug trial. The physical. I know it can feel strange having another person touching such an intimate area, but I assure you this is strictly professional, between doctor and test subject. My, you certainly achieved an erection in quick time. Fascinating. Let me just measure you once again now that you're fully erect. Wow, that certainly is an increase. Longer, more girth, and the feel of your penis in my hands. So very, very firm. Strong. Most impressive, test subject. Now, as I perform the rest of this procedure, I want you to tell me what thoughts are going through your mind. Now, test subject, I thought we established this. Don't be shy. It's very important that we gain as much information as possible during these drug trials. That's why we ask you to keep a masturbation log. You have been keeping up with that, haven't you? Good, good. Of course, I can see the physical aspects easily. But the mental aspects? Only you are able to tell us those. You're doing very well so far, test subject. Try to relax. And tell me any thoughts that are going through your head. Oh, very, very useful. Thank you, test subject. If any more thoughts come into your head, you must tell me. Do you understand? Good. Now, as always, I'll be collecting any pre-ejaculatory fluid in this vial here, which will be sent back to the laboratory for analysis along with other samples. We like to measure the volume of pre-ejaculatory fluid during this process. It allows us to be sure that the drug is working as intended. There we go. Fantastic stuff. I see what you mean. Our placebo test subjects normally have reached climax by now. And compared to your pre-trial numbers, this is certainly taking much longer. Do you feel that you're close to reaching that point? To ejaculate? Yes? Let me just measure again. It seems that your penis has grown even larger. This is very interesting, test subject. Fascinating. Forgive me for speaking so candidly, but you are so hard in my hands. It's getting quite difficult for me to wrap my fingers all around it. So incredibly firm. And you're maintaining this length and this girth, even while I speed up the procedure. Very impressive. I'm going to try using two hands to see if that helps. You can moan, test subject. Don't hold anything back. Thrust into my hand if you need to. Do anything that helps you achieve ejaculation. And I can see when you're about to hit that climax. You start to twitch in my hands. Your expression changes and then you look quite pained. Does it hurt? Test subject. Interesting. And the rate you are leaking fluids is quite impressive. Let me keep going. I am very curious to see if you will reach climax during today's appointment. I can see a slight discoloration with the penis and the testes now. Yes, you think the term blue balls is a joke, but actually it's a real medical condition. It's known as epididymal hypertension. It's not serious and I'm not too concerned about it yet. However, I will write in your notes that a visit to the urologist may not go amiss. You, our test subjects, are important to us. And while you're under our care, we like to look after you as much as we can. I don't think the traditional method of bringing you to climax is going to work today, test subject. I've got one more thing to try. Now, don't be alarmed. This isn't going to hurt you. It's an electric vacuum. You may know it as a cock milking machine. Let me put the sheath over your penis. That's it. Oh, such a snug fit. Does it hurt? No? Good. Let me turn it on. It allows for a stronger suction. And saves my hands from repetitive strain injury. Feeling good so far? I'll start you on the lower setting. There. That's it. Nice and steady. Slowly turning it up. And up. There we go. Oh my, the frustration on your face. This must be quite torturous for you. Being brought to the brink of climax over and over again. No release. But we don't have all day, test subject. I have other subjects to see, all on this trial. This isn't recommended, but I can turn it up to the max setting. But I assure you the suction is incredibly powerful. You may want to hold onto the side of the examination table for this. It's strong, isn't it? Forcefully sucking on your penis. And as you can see, all the fluid at the bottom of the pump. I'll have to send so much back to the lab. Really? Nothing? No progress? Just being brought to the point of climax and then nothing? I'm afraid your appointment is nearly over. I'm going to count down from 10, test subject, and on 1, your appointment will be over. If you're unable to ejaculate in that time, well, you'll have to try again in your test subject quarters, under supervision by one of the nurses. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Well then, it seems that your appointment time is up, test subject. We like to ensure that we use the same procedure time for each test subject. That way we can analyse them with the placebo groups. And then we compare those scores with your pre-trial numbers. We want this drug trial to be a complete success. I'm sure you do too. Who doesn't want longer, more powerful, lasting erections? Now, let me remove this pump. Gosh, it feels fairly wedged on. Gosh, I might have to order some bigger pumps. Oh, that poor penis of yours. Look at how how swollen and red he is. Wow. Well, test subject, you provided lots of interesting results today. Quite impressive results. Let me help you down from the table. Hold my arm. There we go. Easy does it. There. I want you to take the stopwatch and clipboard and go sit back in the waiting room. As soon as you feel your penis returning flaccid, you must press this button here and write the time in the box here. Is that clear? You mustn't try to masturbate any further during this time. It's important for us in the trial to know how long the erection lasts. Fantastic. Now, I'll let the receptionist know that you're on your way, but you might be hobbling. Go on. Off you go. Mary? Hello, it's Dr. Mayflower. Test subject 0075 is on his way back to you. Should be with you any moment. Send in test subject 0076. Thank you.